got a question. Ask a lawyer, a question about custody or a shitty neighbor.
Ian Snedden is a partner with Cohen Hiley Lawyers. You can find him at CohenHiley.com. How are you, Ian?
I'm doing well in this first day of November, and the weather kind of sucks, but otherwise I'm doing well.
Yeah, weather does suck. Look at the bright side. The sun's going to be shining, and you're not getting divorced.
Well, that's true.
Like Tom Brady and Giselle. I mean, you don't wish ill will on anybody, but I'm sure there's some non-Tom Brady fans out there or some big Giselle fans who are happy. She's saying, oh, heck, both of them, I think, are going to do okay in the long run.
Yeah, I mean, they both have a lot of money. If you just look at their property, I don't know of a prenup, but they don't really need one because they have assets, millions and millions of dollars. And what might surprise some people, particularly the younger audience, is that Giselle actually makes more money than Tom Brady.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Take her to the cleaners, Brady.
Yeah. Time to pay the support there, Giselle.
Yep.
Tom's earned it. Putting up with your nonsense.
That poor guy only makes $27 million a year or something. But when he retires with Fox, he's got a contract for reputed for $375 million. So much like Jim's contract in the negotiations with FM96 last time.
We can hope so.
Hey.
And just like Tom, I'm going to sponge off my honey.
Do you find that, Ian? You've worked family law for your career. Do you find when both sides have lots of money, it's easier?
Oh, definitely it's easier. There isn't the financial pressure. They're able to kind of walk away. Neither of them are going to be feeling it financially at all.
Right.
And I think that's true, yeah, in my experience, where there's a lot of money, it's easier to resolve the issues, except kids are kids, and those can always be a problem. In this case, it looks like they're sharing the kids, or that's what they say publicly anyway, but that's often something that goes beyond money is what's going to happen with the kids.
Hmm. Now, what do you think about the lawyers that are, do you guys have an alarm that goes off if you get a high-profile client and you know you're going to make lots of money? Is it like Ghostbusters? No, we got one! Tom Brady just called us. Here we go, law firm. We're in for a treat.
Boo! That's a bottle of champagne popping. Boo!
Celebrate!
Legal gavel shows up in the sky like Batman. No, we don't have anything like that. So, and I have not been contacted by Tom Brady or Giselle.
How much do you think they will, let's say everything goes as smoothly as possible in this divorce, how much money do the lawyers stand to make in that scenario?
Well, I don't know what they're doing. I don't know how complicated the separation agreement is. And, you know, lawyers' prices vary greatly, like including in Toronto even. You're looking at family law lawyers with less experience than me who charge twice as much. So I don't know who their lawyers are, whether they're, you know, getting high-profile lawyers, but it really shouldn't cost much unless they make it complicated.
I would assume they would also have both sides. Whether it's a prenup or not, they're millionaires going into this relationship. I'm sure they had some sort of agreement moving forward before they got married. Yeah, yeah, in the first place. I'm just guessing.
They may well have. I don't know of any, but I wouldn't surprise me, Jim.
All right. Well, Tom, Giselle, good luck. Ian, sorry your law firm didn't get the call there. It would have been nice if they had gone to CohenHiley.com. But.
No.